USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Attorney General is one step closer to being held in contempt of Congress after negotiations with the Justice Department failed. The Judiciary Committee voted along party lines to hold him in contempt for not handing over Robert Mueller's full Russia report. The Justice Department calls it inappropriate political theatrics. Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler.
We've talked for a long time about approaching a constitutional crisis. We are now in it. We are now in a constitutional crisis.
But Republican Committee Chairman Doug Collins sees it this way.
The constitutional crisis is a committee that is asking from the Attorney General things that he cannot give. The constitutional crisis is a committee asking to not only write the law, but enforce the law.
Before the vote, President Trump asserted executive privilege, reserving the right to block the full release of Special Counsel Mueller's Russia report. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Heavy rains are swamping the nation's midsection, forcing people from their homes in Kansas and straining levees along the Mississippi River. National Weather Service forecaster David Ross says a line of storms is making its way across Texas for the second consecutive day.
They're getting hourly totals about 1.5 inches, local amounts of 3. You wouldn't normally think that would be particularly overwhelming, but soils are saturated, and this line's about to move into the Houston metro area, which received pockets of 12 to 14 inches of rain yesterday.
Some parts of Kansas got nearly a foot of rain on Tuesday. In Oregon, Senate Republicans failed to come to work for a second day. They're trying to keep majority Democrats from voting on a $1 billion education tax. Tens of thousands of teachers in Oregon walked off the job over the lack of school funding. The measure would raise revenue through a 0.5% tax on some of Oregon's wealthiest businesses. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The latest addition to the British royal family makes his first appearance, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The royal baby making his public debut on Wednesday morning outside Windsor Castle as his parents, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, were showing him off and talking about the joys of parenthood.
I mean, parenting is amazing. It's only been, what, 2.5 days, 3 days?
Yeah.
But we're just so thrilled to have our own little bundle of joy.
And a short time later, it came news that the couple has named the boy who was born on Monday Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Investigators in Highland Ranch, Colorado, near Denver, are still trying to figure out the motive behind a school shooting on Tuesday. Two students were accused in the rampage. 8 were injured, and 1 succumbed to his injuries. School supervisors are closing the STEM school for the rest of the week as investigators continue to process the crime scene and the community begins to heal.
We're going to take care of those who are down and pick ourselves back up. But who we are is we are a kind, compassionate, caring people, and this does not define us. It won't today and it won't tomorrow.
The student who died, 18-year-old Kendrick Castillo, was scheduled to graduate high school in a few days. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.